This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And Mark returning from his vacation.
Just to save the show just in time.
Hey, whoa.
Thank goodness.
Whoa, what?
We could have done it without you.
I was gone.
Oh, please.
So he's back from his vacation in Florida and is with us to, well, be back on the show. Welcome back, sir. So we're going to go right back to your phone calls, but coming up tonight, there's all kinds of stuff worth talking about in the news and out of the news. Specifically, you all seemed pretty interested in talking about this NBC news anchor who has been investigated for breaking some firearms law on camera in Washington, D.C. But first, we've also got news about an activist friend of the show who has been arrested on federal chalking warrants. Just days after the news about Santa Claus being arrested for chalking in Austin, Texas, you will hear the news about Russell Canning being arrested for the same thing. We continue, though, with your calls, or start with your calls. Chase is in North Carolina calling about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. There were a couple of messages that were being transferred on our Facebook page earlier today between a participant in the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and those of us here on Free Talk Live. And it was suggested that someone should call in to talk more about what it is. Chase, you are one of the founders of the project. Is that right?
That's correct, Ian.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. I know that we've met previously. You have come up to visit New Hampshire on at least one occasion, maybe more than that. So why Asheville, North Carolina? What is the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
Okay, well, those are all great questions. The reason we chose Asheville, and this is in direct contrast to the Free State Project, is we didn't really look at the politics or the laws so much as we looked at the culture and the geography. And the culture here is pretty open-minded. People are very peace-oriented people. Geography is really great for growing food. It's great for homesteads.
Chase, before you go on, I do want to hear about the geography, but how do you know that they're open and that they're peace-oriented?
Oh, because we actually made quite a few trips to the area beforehand. Also, we knew a lot of people who are from the area. So we were actually considering a bunch of different locations prior to this, Austin, Eastern Tennessee. And just from our experience we had from Asheville, we've got a good idea that it was a very peace-oriented community, very open to new ideals that were not very conventional, per se.
So there's no, you don't have any sort of quantifiable evidence as to why. You just kind of have that good PC feeling, right?
Quantifiable evidence? No, not really, I guess. I mean, it's hard to get quantifiable evidence for culture.
Well,
know?
I mean, up here in New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire, I can say that we have one of the longest-running peace vigils in America. Every Saturday morning, we come out at 11 a.m., to hold signs for peace. It's been going on since the first Gulf War. And, you know, I mean, there's something quantifiable I can point to about a community that's interested in peace.
There is a huge Veterans for Peace organization here, as well as Iraqi veterans against the wars. And so there's obviously a huge quantity of peace-oriented organizations out here already, which I would guess would be some sort of quantifiable evidence, which indicates that it's a peace-loving community. But, yeah, you ask anyone who's ever been to Asheville, is from Asheville, it's a very green, earthy city, very much peace-oriented. It actually has a stereotype of being a very hippie community, if you will. It's definitely much more peace-oriented than most other areas.
So now you've actually made the move. Where did you move from?
Justin and I made the move together from Columbia, South Carolina. We've also had other people moving from Minnesota and California and other people moving here from Michigan. So there's a pretty big interest across the nation.
Now, you had said previously that you're looking at Eastern Tennessee. Wasn't there a previous iteration of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project that had voted on moving?
Was it the Southeast Liberty Project?
The Southeast Liberty Project, that's right, that had voted on moving to Tennessee, and then what happened there?
Right, well, Southeast Liberty Project was originally constructed by Justin as an idea to kind of experiment with. So there was no actual vote that went on, I don't believe.
There wasn't?
You had to ask him for vote to tell him that.
I commented on the vote. I mean, you know, it went on Facebook.
I guess there may have been a poll. I'm unaware of that. However, okay. After going to Asheville and comparing that with what we thought about Eastern Tennessee, we figured Asheville would be the better pick. just because of the fact that it has the nice kind of metropolis area there for anyone who wants to be around the city and around the culture and the arts, and also has the surrounding communities, which is good for the homesteading people who are more into living more isolated in a self-sufficient environment.
So now, I know that you've been to New Hampshire, and you know, it kind of makes me wonder. One of the things I saw with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is it's a movement of peaceful parents and voluntarists to one place in order to. I'm not entirely sure what the in order to.
Well, I'd like to find out what the goals are here in a moment.
Yeah, but why not New Hampshire? I mean, you went up and you came. You said it was in direct contrast to the Free State Project. What is it about New Hampshire that was unacceptable to voluntarists? Since we have probably the largest proportion per capita of voluntarists in the nation.
Right. Well, I never said that there was anything that was incompatible with New Hampshire and volunteerism and peaceful parenting. What I said was in direct contrast was the criteria by which we used to choose Asheville. It had nothing to do with politics, whereas choosing New Hampshire had mostly to do with the political environment.
I'd say that largely it was picked for that reason, but lots of people from across the political spectrum, from minarchists to voluntarists of all types, participated in the vote.
Well, I mean,
back
when the vote happened for the Free State Project, there were 10 candidate states, and each of the 10 states were chosen primarily on population. Yes, it certainly was political reasons were some of the reasons why New Hampshire was one of the winning choices, but also, you know, the live free or die mentality of the people, many of them who are, you know, the New Hampshire natives like Nenny that have lived here their whole lives. So there was certainly a cultural aspects that were taken
but
into
account.
But a
state is in and of itself a line drawn in some dirt someplace.
Yeah.
So therefore, to pick a state means that you're picking basically on for political reasons. I mean,
sure.
I think that that's a valid critique. However, I don't think that that in any way,
Right. Well, that's because the goal of the Free State Project, and you know, I think that it was Kathy who commented on our page at Free Talk Live Facebook page that it's an oxymoron. I agree. It's totally an oxymoron. How can you have a free state? I mean, the state is a coercive entity, and by its nature is, you know, not really in any way free. So I get that. But the goal is, of course, to free that geographic area that is commonly known as a state. What are the goals of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
Okay, cool. Before I go into that, I just want to mention that I don't think the culture of New Hampshire is in any way incompatible with voluntarism either. I think the reason we chose Asheville is not just the culture and the geography, but also because people are looking for an alternative in New Hampshire. You know, a lot of people think it's cold, or maybe they have an issue with the way the organization's run. We don't really know why they're against it, but I think there is a pretty large demand there for at least to be some sort of alternative available, just to have some options, you know, kind of make a free market of ideas, if you will. But the goals for our project, more specifically, are, again, to spread the message of peaceful parenting and of volunteerism, non-aggression, self-ownership. And so really trying to take a more philosophical approach towards things and also focus on agorism a lot, too, so we can kind of, as opposed to trying to change the state from within, just kind of ignoring it and living free now.
So you're going to not
pay... It's hard to ignore, though, right?
You're not going
to
pay property taxes, things like that?
Right. Well, actually, you know,
that's pretty
a lot
ballsy.
Of us don't pay taxes right now at all, and, you know, most of us are renting anyway.
Where do you live?
Well, right now we live just south of Asheville.
Do you not pay property taxes?
You must be renting.
Yeah, we are renting.
Oh, well, when you rent, you're paying your landlord's property taxes through overhead.
Right.
The
point is, as more people come here, agorism is able to flourish more, and the more people you have who are in the same mindset, the easier it is to kind of circumvent a lot of these taxes or laws or regulations. So we're kind of looking to make a sort of an enclave of sorts, if you will. But not only just to make an enclave from here, but also use it as a place to where we can kind of broadcast our events and activities to other parts of the nation to kind of help inspire them with things they can do also to kind of help spread the message.
So, Chase, can you stick with us here for a moment? I'd like to continue the conversation. Do you have time?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're with Chase from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. Sounded like that they weren't intending to compete with the Free State Project, but then that they were. So it seems like they're trying to bring people down south to join together in one small geographic area, not actually try to change anything as far as the state is concerned, which I think is going to be problematic for them. 855-450-FREE, because the state doesn't want to let you live free. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. We've got them archived for you, going back for years at freetalklive.com. You don't have to log in. You don't have to watch any kind of advertising. You just click and download. They are yours for free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, our SoundCloud page allows you quick access to those same archives. And in addition to that, Edgington Post interviews, as well as other interviews like our recent appearance, Mark, you and I, on America Tonight.
That's right.
With Kate Delaney. I just posted that a couple days ago to the SoundCloud page. So those are some bonuses that you'll get if you grab our show over at SoundCloud. And they also show up in our podcast feed as well, so you get them that way too. If you prefer to subscribe, say, via iTunes or your favorite podcast client, you'll also be subscribing to everything that comes from Free Talk Live, not just the full show. You'll also get the bonuses like the Edgington Post and stuff like that. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And it's all free. By the way, the Free State Project is a longtime sponsor of this program, but even before they came on as a sponsor, we were talking about the Free State Project on a regular basis on Free Talk Live because it makes sense. And, you know, it's successful. There are a lot of organizations out there now that are basically trying to some extent or another, mimic the Free State Project in that they, you know, don't really want to move to New Hampshire for whatever reason, so they want everyone to move where they live. We're talking with, we'll be continuing with Chase from
Chase moved
the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. That's right. That's one of the things that sets Chase apart is that he and Justin Stout actually...
I've got this respect for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project because Chase and Justin...
actually moved.
Actually talked about a... Well, it doesn't matter to me where they moved. It's just that they picked some place besides where they were.
And they moved there. Yeah.
Well, I like that they moved. But look, the founder of the Free State Project, the guy whose idea it was, never picked up and moved. And I like that further...
Well, he's talking about moving, but...
I like that further about the Free State Project because it's not an idea that's centered around individuals.
Right.
If Justin or Chase or both got hit by a bus tomorrow, where would the Blue Ridge Liberty Project be?
Well, there's other people involved, as
indeed,
we were talking
but
about.
Where
but anyway,
be?
You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project and how there are over 13,000 people who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to get that number to 20,000. There are already over 1,100 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that 1,100 number doesn't count New Hampshire natives who, like Nemi, have, you know, been here, you've been here your whole life. You are not a Free State Project participant.
Correct.
So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the project, get signed up, and make the move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. You don't have to wait until 20,000. Mark, you and I moved back in 2006. People are moving every single month to come up here to New Hampshire and join with thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented activists to make a real difference in one geographic area. Now, Chase Rachels is with us from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which is available on Facebook also. I believe it's, is it BlueRidgeLibertyProject.com, Chase, or .org?
That's right. We have BlueRidgeLibertyProject.com, and we also have BRLP.org.
So BRLP.org. So where we were talking about previously was the goals of the project, and from what you said, it sounds like you guys are looking to gather voluntarists and peaceful parents into the same area to create what you described as an enclave.
That's right, a sort of enclave, but more than just an enclave, or in other words, just a place where we can all congregate and have a socialize and social interactions with other like-minded people. We want to kind of... use the opportunities where there's all of us in one area to kind of synergize our efforts and make our impact that much more powerful and to broadcast those events and those activities across the nation. But before I speak about anything else, I just want to clarify that it's not our intention to operate in opposition to the Free State Project. We do want to fill in competition because we feel like competition incentivizes each party involved to work harder, do better, and satisfy their customers more, if you will. However, we want to have more of a symbiotic relationship. We don't want a zero-sum game, sort of a situation where we're gaining at your expense or vice versa.
Well, I don't think
that clear first.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's... I can see that. I mean, I totally get it. There are people that will refuse to move to New Hampshire for a variety of reasons. I wonder how many of those reasons, like the weather, for instance. And I think that that's probably the single best point out there. Some people are just simply not going to move for the Free State Project because of the weather. But I have, you know, sort of questions. I mean, like, if you don't like the organization that is the Free State Project, who does? I mean, if you took a poll
poll of the 1,100 people that are in the Free State Project here in New Hampshire and ask them, how effective do you think that the organization that is the Free State Project is? Most of them would say pretty ineffective. But it is all it's supposed to be is a project to get people to move. It's not an organizing. It's not management. So, I mean, the Free State Project has nearly nothing to do with my life. And, you know, if somebody doesn't want to move because of the, you know, people that are in, you know, the board members of the Free State Project, I feel like they're picking, you know, having a poor reason. And I really can't think, other than family, job, and weather, what reasons people don't move for the Free State Project. So you've got weather.
Oh, I totally agree, Mark. And that's another reason why they chose Asheville in particular, is because even if this project didn't exist here, Asheville kind of sells itself. Asheville is already a popular destination and a great place to live for anyone.
Sure.
That's another reason we chose, just because it doesn't need our involvement to be an attractive place to live. And that kind of, we thought, helps give us an edge as far
Isn't that a problem, though? I mean, you know, there's more people moving in all the time that don't share your ideas. I love the ideas of peaceful parenting. I think that there's, you know, I think that there's some things that can be discussed about it. But, by and large, I like the ideas, and certainly voluntarists, make up a good portion of the Free State Project. But, isn't delusion really one of your problems? I mean, you're at this point, what, two people, a half a dozen moved into
one? That's what you're saying. We're not trying to hit a certain proportion of volunteers. We're just trying to get a lot of volunteers. It's not about we want a certain proportion of volunteers compared to status. It's that we just want a lot of volunteers here so we have other people we can commiserate with, hang out with, socialize with.
There are people, just to bring that point back around, there are people in other areas, say like Philadelphia, for instance, where I've heard there are at least a couple dozen, you know, voluntarist types who get together on a regular basis and commiserate, as you were talking about. Why would someone who is living in a community where there are other people with which to commiserate move to Asheville?
Because there'd just be more of us here, just because they know that we have the infrastructure.
But then you'd be moving at this point to somewhere where there are fewer. You don't have any stated goals as far as how many people. So if I'm living in a place where there are two dozen voluntarists and you have half a dozen, should I move on the speculation that there will be more at some point?
Well, it's not just the number of voluntarists. It's also our explicit goals. Like, for instance, all these are Free State Projects. You guys aren't explicitly, as a Free State Project organization, voluntarists. Right,
that's
so
true.
We're actually explicitly voluntarists.
Are minarchists welcome?
Explicitly peaceful characters.
Are minarchists welcome? People who believe in small government, are they welcome in your movement?
They can participate in our events, but they can't be like, well, I'm a minarchist and say that they're a representative of the BRLP at the same time. If you're a member of the BRLP and you're acting as an agent of the BRLP, then you are to promote voluntarist values. We make it very clear in our tenets, in our mission statement, that we are against any forms or violations of the non-aggression principle. And
so if a minarchist wanted to come and hang out with you guys, would that person be ostracized?
No, of course not, because outreach is a huge part of our organization's goal. So we're always going to be interacting with people who are on par with our philosophy 100%. We'll even be teaming up with other organizations whose stated goals aren't compatible completely with our organization's intent. However,
Chase,
we can align
can you hang on and tell us more about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project here in moments?
What's that?
Hang on. Can you hang on for a bit?
Yes.
More with Chase in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Now, if you've got a question about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, Chase is on the line. He is one of the founders of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and we'll continue talking with Chase here in a moment. You're welcome to get your question on the line, though, at 855-450-FREE. In addition, we'll take your calls about whatever you want to talk about. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. Plus, you can find us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our news updates. Get them via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preference, all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live's phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at Free Talk Live. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. And, well, the proprietor there, SACL CAI, is a mover for the Free State Project.
That's right.
CAI.
He and his family. So we'll continue here. We've got Chase on the line. He is one of the founders of BlueRidgeLibertyProject.com, which is stated goals on the website are to create an environment where people from all walks of life, united by their love of liberty, can live free, which seems a bit of a contrast to what you said earlier, Chase, about having like-minded people around with which to with whom to commiserate. And that tends to be what liberty-minded folks do all across the country, where they can find others who believe as they do, as they meet up every week or so and have a few drinks and commiserate with one another about how terrible things are. And sure, it would be nice if we were free. Is the goal of the project, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, to move enough people eventually to where you can live free somehow?
Well, that's certainly the ultimate goal. I mean, that's the spare of the bullseye, right? And I just want to mention, it's not really in contrast to what I said. That statement is true that you just read, and when I say like-minded people, I mean, liberty lovers. There's a huge variety in personalities, far above and beyond our love for liberty, and so we're a pretty eclectic group. But yeah, that's definitely a goal. What was the other part of the question? I'm sorry.
Well, I was just asking about, your goal is to create an environment where people from all walks of life, united by their love of liberty, can live free. And that sounds good to me. But my problem is that as long as there are people out there calling themselves the state aggressing against peaceful people, I don't believe that I can live free in that environment.
Oh, I see. Well, you're absolutely right, Ian. You can't. And actually, that's why we promote peaceful parenting so much. That's why it's such a huge part of our organization, because we feel like through peaceful parenting is actually the surest and the most effective way to strike the root of the state and to vanquish it entirely.
Would you say this is a multi-generational movement, that Blue Ridge Liberty Project is not expecting liberty in your lifetime?
Complete liberty, yes, is absolutely multi-generational. However, we can have liberty here in the near-term future. Maybe not absolute liberty, but very close to it, especially as we get more people to move here, as the agorism markets grow.
You're talking about Asheville, North Carolina. The city population itself is 83,000. Now, that doesn't include the surrounding areas. And from what I understand, Blue Ridge Liberty Project is a 30-mile radius or something like that. It's a fairly
large swath.
Would you say maybe there's a 250,000 to a 500,000 people living within that 30-mile radius? What do you think?
I'd say that's a fair approximation.
The idea, since you're not interested in working with minarchists, you're not interested in, taking over the state, so to speak, or reducing the size or scope of the state through any kind of political means, are you expecting to get the, 250,000 people living in the area to what? Stop voting or stop paying property taxes? What's your plan to get, to liberty if you get a bunch of people to move to Asheville?
Right, Ian, that's a good question. Well, first of all, whether there's a law or not, you can still live free and in contradiction to the laws that exist. And if we get enough people in a community, if we're all voluntarists, it's like we're all be reporting each other, to the police for smoking and joint or something, right? But the goal is, again, like I said before, as more people come here, we can actually create these communities in which we can live free and kind of ignore the state.
How do you do that exactly? Because I would love to implement that idea up here.
Why in the world are people in the Free State Project getting involved in state government when we could just ignore the police and live free?
Right.
I mean, there's 1,000 of us here, right?
Over 1,000, and and more. Nemi?
It's complicated by the fact that as soon as you say you're an entity that's going to ignore the state seems to take notice and come in and make an example of you. And they don't want to be ignored. And we've seen that here,
right.
So I'm hoping that doesn't.
Right. What makes you think you can just ignore the state?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. That brings another aspect of our organization, though, which is good. We want to focus on building our PR with the community. So, for instance, right now in our next meeting, we're discussing doing some events for the Habitat for Humanity, kind of some volunteer work, not only to grow our PR, but also to demonstrate that people, through voluntary means, not being forced through taxation, can be charitable and so-called altruistic activities.
That's great, but how is that going to stop the state, the people calling themselves the state, from aggressing against you?
Because the state, at least to some degree, requires popular support in order to maintain itself. So if we become popular and grow our PR, our public relations, it's going to be less and less popular for them to crack down on us. We'll have more and more, I guess you could say, political support, not in the state sense, but in the real sense of the word, political support for our end. Well, but again, if we're living in the same communities, we can probably do black market or agorist trading, and that's something that the state has no account of. There's no bookkeeping on that.
Well, you know, from my experience, it's really hard to make a business work among just Liberty people because there's not a very large market there. I mean, even in New Hampshire, with over 1,100 people here now for the Free State Project, very few people are able to market their skills exclusively on a, you know, an underground market agorist trade. So you would have to do open agorism, which would mean openly flaunting and violating, you know, city regulations and
well,
ordinances.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I hadn't even thought about that yet. Yes, we would have to do it openly, and it wouldn't be with just exclusive Liberty people. But as far as Asheville, that's another unique characteristic of Asheville, that kind of agorist training here happens all the time on the streets, on the corners, in the stands. In fact, the agorist portion or facet of the Asheville community is what kind of makes it stand out from all these other communities surrounding it. So this area is actually very conducive to agorism. Even though most of the people
sure, but the average business owner doesn't want to stand on the street corner and sling, you know, marijuana or whatever it is that you would be selling on a street corner. I mean, the average business person wants to have a location. They want to have, you know, some sort of storefront, perhaps. If that's what we're talking about is interacting with the public, you want to have a comfortable place for them to go. And once you get into that realm, then you are basically, you know, you're going to be subject to police raids. You're going to be subject to the cops coming in, demanding to see identification, demanding to see government papers, health code permits, business permits, things like that. And I love the idea of having the majority of the population on your side. And
it hasn't worked here in Keene. Look, we've volunteered at the homeless shelter. We volunteered at the soup kitchen. We've done all kinds of things. I'm a volunteer firefighter. You know, people are all into the community here in Keene. And I can tell you, whenever a Free Stater, you know, gets in any kind of trouble, there's you know, people that get on the newspaper website and are trumpeting, "Yay, put them away forever and ever." Yep. So I mean, you know, you can do all the volunteering you want, and somebody who disagrees with you in a philosophical fashion often trumpet is very happy about any kind of bad thing that happens to us.
Well, and I think that, you know, you guys are obviously going to try to make a positive name for yourself in the community, and I think that's a good place to start, valuable.
Yeah.
But there are always going to be those people who support the state. I mean, you would agree with that, right? Like, no matter how hard you work.
Of course, Ian. You know, and of course there's risk involved. It's always going to be risky. Any movement which petitions for human rights or natural rights is always going to face some sort of state opposition or some sort of personal risk. That's a risk that we willingly take when we become part of this organization. It's worth the risk. And, of course, we're taking measures to mitigate those risks as much as possible. It's just we feel like going
well, not as much as possible, right? Because you're leaving out political action, which if you actually did have influence, a positive influence on the majority of the population, you could easily win elections and, you know, stop aggressing against peaceful people.
Any resources are timely direct towards political action, the opportunity costs everything else you could have done with the same resources and time. So it's not a net loss.
But I don't know what I don't understand about that, Chase. And can you hang with us for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, more with Chase in a moment here. What I don't get is that if you've got enough support, in theory, to, you know, overturn the state in people's minds, then why not go ahead and do it in reality through the political process if everybody supports you? It seems like a no-brainer.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Where the features we give to you are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we'll continue here with Chase from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. If you have any questions, you're certainly welcome to dial in 855-450-FREE. And he is back on the line with us here. Chase, I support the goals, you know, that as I understand them of the project. I just don't know if they're particularly realistic. And the suggestion is that you want as many liberty-oriented folks to make the move to Asheville, North Carolina, as possible, and not work within the system. Just simply try to influence people through positive community interactions and outreach projects. Perhaps I know I saw some sign wavings going on there recently on the Blue Ridge Liberty Project Facebook page, and to attempt to educate people about volunteerism, and then with the hopes that you'll garner enough support within the community to be able to be left alone by the people calling themselves a state. Is that right?
That's ideal, Ian, but that's not required for us to be successful. See, the goal isn't to create a volunteer, like to expect us to have a volunteers community. The goal is to work towards that as much as possible. We are realists in that we realize that's not going to happen within our life, and that's a multi-generational thing. But we know the building blocks for that future needs to start now. That's what we intend to do with the organization. And I also want to kind of finish answering your question you asked me before we got there, which was, are we totally against working within the system? And if so, we're not doing everything we can to support the message of liberty. Well, we realize that to support political campaigns requires time and resources. We believe that to be inefficient expenditure of time and resources. So we should decide to take the same time and resources we'd use to actually support those campaigns and use them for more effective areas, which we feel are more effective, which is education, philosophy, and other outreach activities.
But if you educate people enough, Are you hoping that eventually they'll do something about their education? Because it's cool to have people have knowledge, but it makes, you know, a difference when people actually apply their knowledge and take, you know, make moves in the direction of liberty, take action.
Oh, I agree. Right? And actually, you know, especially with the voluntarist community, I think as soon as we see the voluntarist light, if you will, most all of us, or at least a much higher proportion of us and other people who attribute their allegiance to other things like being a Democrat or Republican, are much more willing to take action to actually see their philosophy and virtues come into effect in reality. Now, I want to also answer the question you said about, are we going to turn minarchists away and stuff? And absolutely not. If they want to be a minarchist and join us in like an anti-war rally, if you will, they're more than welcome to do so. Our only stipulation is that they're acting as an agent of the Bourgeoisie Project, but they're not to endorse any form or position in the state power.
Gotcha.
So here's, it does make sense, Chase. So here's what my question is. Is the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, I think, was pretty much the brainchild of Justin Stout. Is that right?
That's correct. He had the original idea.
And I've got to say, a consummate internet marketer, this guy is awesome on the internet. And plus, he puts a lot of great Facebook posts that I like to read. Now, my question here is why not do this in the Free State Project in conjunction with the Free State Project? There was a guy who was a member of the Free State Wyoming, which is you know, sort of the original competitor to the Free State Project. Wyoming was the state that came in second, and many people considered it important to have a western state that people could move to. And he said that he had lived there for like 6 years. Is that right, Ian?
You're talking about the guy I had lunch with?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 years.
7 years, and basically there was nothing going on there. And so he's picking up and moving.
Well, Wyoming, it's a big place.
It's a
right?
big
so
place.
A few dozen folks.
I don't really
in.
Care why right. nothing's going on, Ian. Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's his critique of it, is that nothing's happening. And I don't think that that's the case with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, but why wouldn't an organization whose stated goal is to attract voluntarists and peaceful parents move to the state that has the largest concentration of voluntarists?
Well, Mark, that's the whole point. We don't think being in Asheville precludes us from being able to work in conjunction with the Free State Project. Just because we're not within the same state-defined boundaries doesn't mean we can't work in symbiosis here. You know, it's just a matter of geographical proximity. So
that's a pretty important factor.
It's pretty important stuff. And I work with the activists in Keene.
Well, that's one of the reasons why the Free State Wyoming is fizzling, in my opinion, is because the dozens of people that have moved there are spread all across the whole state, and it's impossible to be able to respond in any meaningful fashion. You know, if somebody is in trouble with the police in one place, or they need to gather in the state capitol for some kind of a protest or you know, testimony at the state house, it's very impractical at a place like Wyoming. Now, you're doing something different. You're focusing people in one city, but you know, to say that we somehow would be able to help each other out with hundreds, if not a thousand miles in between us.
About that,
it's pretty unlikely. And also to say that there, you know, there could be a symbiosis between them. You were suggesting that you were trying to attract the people that didn't want to move to New Hampshire. Do you feel like there's a symbiosis between you and the Austin Libertopia, Lone Star Libertopia Project, and the Free State Wyoming? The other two.
I think there's a symbiosis between our project and any other project or organization that promotes the message of liberty.
But it seems like you're all competing for the same pool of potential movers.
People that love liberty and will move.
And won't move to New Hampshire.
That's true. And that's what makes us friendly competitors. Because we're both vying for the same population of people to move to our different areas, that incentivizes us to find new innovative ways to attract them to our places. This kind of free market of liberty organizations is using the free market principles that we preach so vehemently and putting them into practice. So I think it's good for all of our organizations that there's competition. That's what keeps that incentive up.
I'm with you as far as competition goes. I think that makes sense. I just, you know, I wonder to myself why. I don't really feel like the question was answered. Why not New Hampshire? Why would you not take an organization that stated goal is to move to get voluntarists and peaceful parents together?
That's been at it for 10 years.
Move it to the state where the largest concentration of voluntarists are. Why would one not do that?
Right. Well, I'll go ahead and answer that, Mark. Like I said earlier, I know I didn't answer it directly just then, but there are a lot of people out there who are looking for an alternative to the FSP.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people, like you said before, who don't like it there for the weather, or maybe they have some beef with some people in the organization. Who knows why they prefer an alternative, but there is
if they've got a beef with the people in the organization.
Just let me finish real fast.
Okay.
We definitely could work better in conjunction with you if we were there personally, but we just feel that we're actually getting more value out of supplying that vacuum demand for a viable alternative, that is, the FSB, than we would be with the extra utility we would have from working with you guys actually there in the same geographical location.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that, to offer the alternative, but there are three other alternatives, and so, I mean, one needs to take that into consideration in one's business plan, is how many people are in competition with me, and what
right.
is the, you know, what is my position
in the market? Is the market oversaturated, basically? And, you know, I've looked at some of the other alternatives, and I think the one that has some good potential is a Lone Star one, but other than the Lone Star one, I don't think the other ones are really that viable or that active, and we plan on being very viable and very active in the future, and not kind of dropping off and becoming complacent. We've got a huge advertising infrastructure. We have a huge infrastructure by which to broadcast our events and activities. So we just feel like that gives us a unique opportunity to kind of make ourselves the alternative to the FSB.
Chase, why did you decide to not move to New Hampshire? Why was it wrong for you?
Well, see, it wasn't wrong for me. It's just I like this option better.
Why?
I think the FSB
is great.
New Hampshire is wonderful.
Yeah, but you said that you are marketing Blue Ridge Liberty to people who don't think New Hampshire is a good choice, but
yeah,
it didn't exist before
everyone.
You came up with this idea. So why not join the fun in New Hampshire, where we've already got over 1,100 people here?
Well, I do plan on visiting there for your guys' park fest and everything, so I do look to partake in your future events there. I just... The reason why I chose to do here than New Hampshire is I feel like my talents and my efforts and my resources would have been better served to create this alternative location, an organization everyone's been kind of dying for.
So you saw New Hampshire as this incredibly successful, the New Hampshire Free State Project is an incredibly successful organization that's attracted thousands of people who said they're going to move. Over 1,000 people have already moved, and you decided that your talents would be better applied starting a completely new organization to compete to some extent for the same goals.
It's not the same goals, though, Ian, because, you see, we're...
Well, you said liberty. You just don't want it in your lifetime.
They are very similar.
Well, you said you want liberty in Asheville, but you understand that's not going to come in your lifetime. I think the people in New Hampshire want liberty in our lifetime. That's why we understand we've got to get a large concentration here as soon as possible. And maybe you're being more realistic. I don't know, Chase, and I appreciate you coming on the show to talk with us tonight. Do you want to get any final thoughts out?
Well, yeah, and you know just as well as I do that you're not going to realize a voluntary society, even in New Hampshire, by your lifetime either. When I say
I don't know about that, actually. If we have enough people here, we absolutely can do that.
I'll give you the statement, though, Chase.
I'm saying not in this generation, but maybe you think so. That's fine. But I meant absolute liberty. Now, I think we can live free in one of the states to a large extent, especially as the population grows.
Well, I can tell you what, if you guys are actually living free in Asheville...
Let him wrap up and give his website.
We've got to go. If you guys are actually living free in Asheville... I'll come down there because that's what I want. I want people to be able to live free. So BlueRidgeLibertyProject.com is your website. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, Chase.
All right.
Appreciate the discussion. Good luck down there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future.
and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.